Hello and welcome to On Reflections. You're joined today and every other day by myself, Renette,
Cindy,
and Christina.
Okay, we are going to start off with a quote for the pod. Replace the fear of unknown with curiosity. Let that sit with you. So today we'll be talking about what makes us fear the unknown. What is the fear of unknown? Something we're not familiar with, something we don't know, or something we've never tried before. How does this all make us feel? So what are the things that can bring fear into us?
Fear of the unknown can tie into this fear of change. So some of the things that can bring fear into us is this debilitating fear of the unknown, because people are comfortable with familiarity. They don't want to go out and, you know, start a new adventure. And this can often hinder you from new opportunities because of this fear. Some of the trivial types of fears are being afraid to try new meals, afraid to try new flavors of like ice cream.
I think a question we should all ask ourselves is, when we're learning something different bad, you know, are you going to not try a place because someone left a bad review about, but it's like somewhere you want to try. Like, let's say, oh my gosh, I want to go and eat at Nobu, but you see one bad review, do you not go? You know?
I think that's why most people, to counteract this fear of trying something new, they'll look at things that are, you know, already reviewed by other people. It's rated 4 stars or it's a place worthy.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
So why can't you be that person to try that different and put in that review, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, when was being you doing the things you want to do bad?
But I mean, not gonna lie, I do read reviews before I try a place just to get a gauge. Unless it's a really bad review, then like, why would I waste my time trying the place out? Like, if it's really bad, you know. But then if it was so bad, then I probably wouldn't have wanted to try in the first place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what I know what you're saying.
What if it's really bad and you find out that, wow, this is a new discovery? I didn't know something could taste this bad.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you think of it that way, then you may discover something that you don't like at all or a place you hate.
It's like, wow, I didn't know food could taste like this. Some people just don't have it.
Exactly. Yeah. And what's the last kind of main fear?
Although it's not a main fear for everyone, it's a fear that's universally faced by a lot of people, myself included. And this is the fear of starting anew. In particular, staying in a job longer than we should have, even though we know we hate it with every fibre of our being. And there are many reasons why we decide to stay in this job, even though we know it's probably time to move on. Well, firstly, well, we're so comfortable. We've become experts at what we do and we know the co-workers. Sometimes we stay in a job we hate because we fear insecurity. If we were to step out of our comfort zone, like start a business or pursue our passions, and because there's even a risk that we might fail, that also ties into that fear of the unknown and insecurity. It's that sense that we don't have any control over what could happen in the future. That's what scares us. Because then there's also the possibility that the new job that we start might even be worse than our current one. So we're essentially trading a prison for another prison.
It can also be a self-limiting belief thing, as Cindy kind of said. You know, it can also be a self-image thing, because someone can be comfortable with the perception they have of themselves and they don't allow themselves to get uncomfortable to grow as a person. Like, you cannot want something big in your life but only carry out the same actions and have the same lifestyle as the majority or average person in society. It just doesn't make sense, you know.
It's when you're uncomfortable, that's when you grow. So, like, you know, you start uncomfortable and then you grow, you become comfortable, and then you find something else new to be uncomfortable again. Like, it's not a bad thing.
Definitely. Like, growth is like an elastic band. You get really uncomfortable, you know, you stretch really wide and you go back and you stretch again. And at each time you go further and further away. Like, you know, if you think of the great people who ever made it in history, did they ever do something normal that someone average would do? Like, the guy, is it Thomas Edison who invented the light bulb? Whoever it is, who invented the light bulb, you know, whoever you are in the world, you're still being remembered. Your legacy is still going on. No average person would do it. And you know how many times they had to do that impossible thing to even make it possible and make it a legacy? Because, you know, centuries later, we're still using the thing that they invented.
It's similar to when back then people invent things like, you know, Einstein or something. They accidentally come up with something because they tried something new. It wasn't part of their formula, but once they put in that little bit extra in their formula, we came up with something better. So that's a good little example.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
What plays into our fear? Like, why are we fearing these kind of things?
You know, this fear of the unknown can lead to developing a habit of catastrophizing. So this means imagining the worst case scenario happening. And what plays into this is this lack of predictability, this lack of control. So you feel like you can't control what's going to happen because you're in unknown, uncharted territory.
Mm.
I think oftentimes what we think we had was control when we try to control an outcome. But honestly, all you're doing is just making yourself super anxious because you can only control what you can control. You can't ultimately control an outcome.
Yep. Yeah. And you just control what you know. So really, mm-hmm. if you think about it, that's you're just doing what you know, like comfortably kind of thing. So I do have a couple of questions for you dudes. Okay. Let's test our comfortability. Are you the type of person to watch the same movie over and over again? Or are you the type who can't watch the same movie because you already know what's going to happen?
Well, normally I don't watch the same movie again and again because that's kind of boring. Mm. But I do have one movie I love watching that when I watched it as a kid, it was scary. But the older I get, I just appreciate the way it's made and the art and everything. And it's called Coraline with the Button Eyes. What about you, Cindy?
I don't watch certain movies again. Like if they're, I don't know. I think it really depends. Like for me, I'd watch rom-coms again because they end happily and it's cheesy and it's nice. And you can just, it brings back nostalgia, like nostalgic memories of, I don't know, like when you watch it with
Stuff
people.
Love, yeah. No,
shut up. Or when you watch it with like people and then you just remember those good memories and it just brings it back. Mm. But then there's like other movies, like, you know, the really long thriller type movies. I'd watch it once. I'd appreciate it. But then I wouldn't watch it again because it's kind of, it doesn't have that element of surprise anymore because you've watched it already.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like rom-coms are built to be feel good type movies. And sometimes I need a pick me up from like, you know, thinking love is dead, you know.
Yeah, that's true. If you were to think about it scientifically, our brains tend to draw us towards safety or to stick to what we know and what we think is safe. So our primitive brains are hardwired to keep us safe. So the unknown future can cause anxiety. So knowing how a movie will end creates a sense of safety and ultimately comfort on a primal level. So for me personally, I don't generally watch the same movies again. I feel like it's kind of boring and there's no excitement. There's no element of surprise anymore. So you generally won't catch me watching the same movies again.
What if you just wait until it disappears from your memory? Because that's what I do with Coraline. I wait a long time and then I wait until it disappears. So every time I watch it, it surprises me.
Yeah, I mean, well, like Cindy said, actually, I feel like with certain movies, it would depend. So suspenseful movies, you know, thriller movies, I feel like that's a bit different because you do know what's going to happen. So you don't have the same suspense. But with, you know, more lighthearted movies, it's kind of just like, oh, it's a feel good movie. I don't mind watching it again. Like if someone hasn't watched it yet and you don't mind just sitting in with them, then that's fine. If you know a movie makes you happy because of how it ends, you get to actually experience that feeling again and the anticipation of what's to come. Like my brother as a child, he used to watch the same movies over and over again. It actually drove me insane. And it was something I never really understood. Like, why watch something you already know the ending to? Like he knew the lines, like what the next person was gonna say and all of that. And it's just like, why? Okay, my next question is, do you choose the same flavor of ice cream or do you just stick to what you know and love?
Well, I always just have sorbet because I'm lactose intolerant and I have no choice.
It's not an
It must
option.
be nice to be able to try different dairy flavors. But in with that being said, there are a variety of sorbet flavors, but I always go for the mango flavor because it's safe, it's nice, and it never fails me. I don't go for any other different sorbet flavors.
Have you not tried like strawberry flavor or something?
I tried it once and then I was like, no, never again.
She said
She said
disgusting.
disgusting.
Disgusting. It was fucking one of yours.
Maybe it's the place that you go to because a lot of different ice creameries have different flavors. Like, I like to try different pistachio flavors.
I love pistachio, man. That is bomb. Like, if I could eat dairy all day, I would literally eat pistachio.
Well, maybe you should take ice cream home and just eat it at home so you don't have any issues.
Yeah, true. That's a good idea.
Okay, if Christina, since you don't like ice cream, do you eat the same type of food?
Yes, I love oysters.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I guess that's a bit
Expensive
different.
taste.
Yeah. She found sir. Lastly, do you listen to the same song over and over again until you get over it and hate it, or just kind of listen to it, appreciate it, and move on?
So for me, it really does depend on my mood. So if I'm feeling really sad, I could listen to Billie Eilish for the whole day. And if I want to feel empowered, I can listen to Lizzo for like the whole day as well. And I don't get sick of the songs. Like even a month down, I'd be like, oh, what a throwback. And I'd know all the lyrics and I'd be jamming to it. Yeah. I know there's some people that after they hear a song on repeat, they just hate it for life. I guess I don't really have that repulsion towards overly played songs. Actually, that's not true. If it's played on the radio, that's against my will.
True. Yeah. Christina.
I listen to a song until I get sick of it. Sometimes I forget the name, so I can't listen to it again anyways. That happens a lot. I seem to forget a lot of
Maybe you need
things.
more fish oil.
So I guess so I feel like a lot of times when people do something and they're like, I've already done it, I'm most likely to be, did I do it? I don't know. I feel like I've done it, but I don't know. Let me do it again because I don't remember it.
I guess that's a kind of a different thing that's like forgetfulness.
New spirits every
Yeah.
time.
There are actually theories which roughly fit into four categories. So these theories are for why people stick to the same thing. So we'll use watching the same movie as an example. The four categories are habits, addictions, rituals, and status quo bias. Habits are waking up and brushing your teeth and making a coffee. So those things are regular and automatic for some people and probably don't really have to think about them. Addictions like smoking, for example, are like bad habits. So they are unmanageable and can lead to physical dependence. There are rituals like wearing your lucky underwear before an important event. And finally, there's status quo bias, the observation that people tend to stick with previous decisions because the consequence to a new decision is mentally exhausting. What if we fail? What if it goes wrong? So there was actually a small interview-based study kind of thing that was done where people had certain reasons why they prefer to stick to the same thing. So the first reason is the simple reason. They just love the movie so much. So when something is easy to think about, we tend to consider it good. So it requires less mental energy to process, like perhaps playing a game that's not so mentally heavy or doesn't require too much thinking. It's just fun, gives us a good time. The second is the nostalgic reason. So it could be nice to remember the past, maybe when you watched it, who you watched it with. Feeling nostalgic can be a good feeling, like listening to 2000s R&B. It always hits, takes me back to the good times and the easy days. The third is the therapeutic reason. So it ties in a little bit with the nostalgia. So it's finding comfort in something you know, and sometimes it can give you that warm feeling. So psychologists would describe this as emotional regulation. So one of the nice things about watching old movies is that they can't surprise us and we know how we're going to feel afterwards. So it's kind of like the opposite of, watching something that you already know. Lastly, we have the existential reason. which is an old memory overlaid with new perspective. Perhaps watching the same thing or experiencing the same thing elicits a new kind of feeling and emotion. Or when you watch a movie again, you may actually notice different things or something that you didn't see before for the first time. Like the first time, I mean.
Oh, well, a lot of the things I do is mostly for the simple reasons. It requires less mental energy to process. A mantra in my life is don't work hard, work smart, because just because you work hard, yeah, doesn't mean it always work. The other reason why I always watch the same or similar ASMR type of videos is because for therapeutic reasons. Before I go to sleep, or sometimes when I'm just working, I like to turn it on and I like to listen to it in the background because, yeah, it is an emotional regulation in a sense, because I don't think I can tend to overthink, although I don't look like it. And sometimes when I overthink, I have moments where I overthink and I have moments where my brain is just blank, like literally blank. So it's an emotional regulation thing for me as well. What about you, Renette?
I like change. I like to move. I feel like I get more anxious when I'm comfortable. So, for example, with work, you know, when I know everything, when I'm just chilling or just not really super excited to go into work. But with food, it's a little bit different. So there's certain elements that I always have or order, like, for example, beef tataki or anything with cheese or truffle. You know, those are the kind of things that I look for in food because I know that I love those and I just want to try it at different places. But I generally try new things from the menu. So I'm not always getting an Eggs Benedict or smashed avocado for brunch or something. Like, I want something different because why would I pay $25 for smashed avo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
So do we unanimously agree?
I like change too because I feel like it's a chance to start something new.
It's the start of something
new, which is always an adventure because my thoughts and my feelings, they change as I meet different people, as I have new life experiences, and I don't want to live the same life like moving forward. It gets boring. It gets tedious. It gets menial. And I am up for jumping into that void of unknownness.
Look at you go. Let's go. Applaud. Yeah. I suppose sometimes it's a bit situational, or it depends what you're what something is that you're trying new. You know, if you love something, if you feel happy, then keep doing it. That's cool. But if you feel you're stagnant or a little bit too comfortable, then maybe that's something that you need to change.
Yeah, like a lot of people, they have hobbies they want to start, but they never get around to it because they're like, they have, you know, as you said, Christina, self-limiting beliefs about how it would be, and they never start that hobby. So for me, this was like starting this podcast. I was always like, oh, it's not going to take off. And, you know, truth be told, it still hasn't. But but we just started enjoying it. And I was afraid. I was afraid of what people would think. I was afraid of what my friends would think. You know, having my voice broadcasted to the world, it's scary. But sometimes you just have to take that leap of faith and just do it. Yeah, you never know what it can lead to. Definitely. For one, this podcast could be like dead in a year, but it could be
thriving.
who knows?
I think although change is very scary, just personally from what I've observed within myself, if I don't take little steps to change over time, in a period of 3 months, I notice that I become a completely different person from my likes, my dislikes, how I speak, how I act, and how I think. Like, everything is just different. Like, I also think the reason why I really thirst for change is it comes from an egotistical, ambitious kind of side of me where I do not like staying stagnant. Like Renette says, when you get comfortable in a job and you get sick of it, yeah, I feel that all the time. And I don't want to be average or comfortable. You know, it sounds weird, but I don't want to be average or comfortable like everyone else. Like, I like, ever since I was a kid, I like to stand out and I like to be remembered and I want to be a main character. Like, I never thought I was someone's
side character. She wanna be protagonist.
So what type of advice do we have for people who have the debilitating, crippling fear of the unknown?
My advice would be, don't let the fear of the unknown keep you from discovering greater things in life. I think that's just a very simple sentence, but it's just, if you want to do it, do it. Don't let that fear stop you from doing it. Be curious.
I would like to, you know, share a poem by Robert Frost, The Road Not Taken. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. So with that being said, I would like to say, if you want to try something new, you go out there and you seize it by the bullhorns and carpe diem. And that was probably the most butchering of the French language, and I apologize, but seize the day, damn it.
Take French lessons for a reason, Cindy.
I only know how to say,
I know, right? Je
m'appelle Reserve un table. That's it.
Je m'appelle Renette. Renier. That's mine. Okay. Anyways.
Oui.
Oui, oui.
Advice I'd give is, unknown things can be a great start on discovering something new about yourself to personally grow. Maybe you feel scared of the unknown outcome of a certain situation because of insecurity, or you find out you're an overbearing control freak. I discovered this because you try to control or limit your anxiety, but trying to be in control of everything only makes it worse. You just never knew or noticed it. So in a sense, trying to let go, I found a certain peace. And it's great to always get uncomfortable in your own sense. If it's not trying new things, just get a little uncomfortable with who you think you are first. And then over time, external discomforts are just minor things.
Just to go full circle from the start of our pod with our quote, by replacing fear of the unknown with curiosity, we open ourselves up to endless possibility. We can let fear rule our lives, or we can be curious like kids or cats, pushing our boundaries, walking out of our comfort zones, and accepting what life puts before us. So with that, good morning, good night, whenever you are. Catch us on the next pod. Bye.
Bye.